on a go and being able to start to feel good. And, you know, summer's upon us. And so that's what we really want to talk about, is making that decision of being healthy. And I actually have a guest that's joining us tonight, and it's kind of fun because she joined us. It's been about a year since she was with us on the phone. And her name is Kim Bemis, and she is a real inspiration to me. She definitely has come a long way in her own health journey, and it's just pretty... it's pretty remarkable, really, where she's been able to come from and all the changes that she's made. And one of the things that we decided we thought would be a great topic of conversation tonight is being intentional. And so we're going to just have some conversation, some healthy conversation, and take it from there and see where it goes. And they were going to give her a call and get her on the line. So, Josh, just let me know when you have her.
She should be there now.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me again. I'm a little... Oh, I got my Facebook Live going, but I'm a little bit... backwards, so it's a little crazy, but it's all good. It's close to a year since you and I talked on the radio,
right?
And so
yes, I believe it was last May.
It was. And so I'm really happy to have you back, because I have to say, one of the things that I really, well, there's more than one thing, but lots of things that I admire about you, but I just really like how you're very transparent about your journey. You are just encouraging all the time. I see you breaking through and doing things all the time. And so I just am really, really happy to have you be part of my healthy community and enjoy that so much. And I was hoping, I know last time you were here, you gave a little bit about your story, and I was hoping that you could do that again. And then we'll get into our topic.
Okay. Well, I actually started gaining weight and getting to what I would call an unhealthy state when I had my babies. I was one of those young moms who, you know, you put on the pregnancy weight and then you never quite take it all back off. And then you get pregnant again. And so after three babies, I had added quite a bit of weight. And being a busy mom, and I just didn't take care of myself. I never even thought about putting myself first and trying to take care of myself, which I now know really was not a good idea. But, you know, I just kept plugging away. And about 6 years ago, back in 2012, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, very shocking, and I really hadn't had any major health problems until then, even though I was significantly overweight. So I got through that year, and, you know, with God's help and with some awesome doctors, and they declared me cancer-free.
Woohoo!
So... yeah, that was great. But they told me it'd probably be 6 to 12 months before I felt back, you know, back to normal. And I finally, I finally got to that 12 months, and I thought, is this going to be normal? Because I still didn't feel real good. And by that, I mean I was tired, you know, I look forward to nap time. I look forward to bedtime. And I probably did have a nap every day. I did what I had to do, and that was it. So I just looked around, too, at some of my friends and family, for that matter, and I just saw a lot of unhealthy people, and I just really thought, I'm too young for this. I don't want this to be my life. And you know, I'm getting older and it'll go downhill from here. You know, I'm a grandma now. I have 8 grandchildren now.
Wow, nice.
And I wanted to be, yeah, very exciting. But I wanted to be able to do things with them and not just sit around. I wanted to be active with them. And so I decided I had to do something. And one of the things I thought about was I didn't want to go on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to change my lifestyle to get healthy and to maintain that for the rest of my life. So I was looking for something that was a healthy way to lose weight, but it focused on my life and not just my body. And that's when I found the Optavia program. And I actually, to be truthful, I tried a couple other things first.
Uh-huh.
And the weight loss was so slow, and I just felt like I was out there by myself and didn't have the support that I felt like I needed. And so I didn't do very well.
Yeah.
I have found that I need community.
Well, I like what you said, because to me it's interesting. You are a little bit different, and I'm sure that you'll understand what I mean when I say this. Is you definitely had a little bit of a different mindset coming into it, where you had health on your mind. You had long-term,
exactly.
Overall, you wanted to develop those healthy habits. I know most of the time when I talk to folks, that is not where they're at. So I love the fact that you went in with that mindset and then you tried some other things and you found that they weren't all encompassing in what you needed.
Exactly.
So I didn't know that part of your story. I didn't know that you... I mean, maybe I just didn't catch that before, but that's a big piece, and sometimes it's hard to bring people to that because they are in such a diet mentality frame of mind.
Right, right. And I just felt like, you know, I was in my late 50s at the time, and I just felt like I didn't have time to mess around with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted something sustainable so that... you know, I didn't have to do it over and over again.
Yeah. So, and you found it. So
that's what I was looking for.
So you definitely have changed so much of your life.
Yeah. You know, and I even think about the little things. Like the other day, I was with my grandkids, and we were getting ready to leave my mother-in-law's house, and I'm like, okay, let's get the toys picked up, and there was all this stuff on the floor. I was just bending over and doing it, and I mean, that seems so simple, but it didn't used to be simple for me.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. I thought how easy it was to do that, and that just made my heart happy that I could do that, you know.
Yeah.
Help them along and not just have to stand there and say, pick this up, pick that up, you know.
You can actually get up.
Victories sometimes.
Yeah, you can actually get up and go to those grandkids instead of be, you know, sitting in a chair saying, come here to me, get over here.
Exactly.
And that is,
yeah.
I mean, that's a big piece. It is a big piece of life, and it might be a small thing, but it really is. When you're not able to do those things, boy, that not only
exactly.
is a physical challenge, but mentally. I mean, mentally, that can really kind of destroy a person.
Exactly.
So,
So
tell us a little bit about what we wanted to talk about tonight. Intentions.
Well, right. And I think, really, my mindset when I went into this program to try to get healthy, well, it was with that intention.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do whatever it took to get healthy. I looked up the word intentional today, and it said relating to, well, intentionality is what I looked up. Mm-hmm. And it said relating to intention or purpose. And I love the word purpose. I just feel like since I have gotten healthier that I do have a purpose. And I love sharing that with others. And I do that intentionally. But I think when people start thinking about losing weight and those types of things, if they don't come to it with a mindset of being intentional, then they get sidetracked very easily. You know, and I think sometimes you even have to plan. Well, and I guess that's what it basically means, being intentional. You need to plan what you're going to do. And I've always kind of been a planner. I like to be organized, but maybe I'm more like an organizational wannabe person. But I know I have gotten better about that as I've changed my health habits over these past few years. So,
I love that, because that's what it does. It gives us that. But I love the overall way of being able to think now, and it's so much bigger than just, I'm going to do this until the scale says this. I mean, really, it gives us the aim for a better life. And with that aim, we do have the opportunity to set those intentions all the time. And you did a little Facebook Live today, and I really liked how... I really do. I liked how you were talking about how the difference between just saying that you wanted something versus being intentional about it.
Right. And I think
the example that you gave?
You know, I don't. Isn't that horrible? What did I say?
Well, I think it had to do with, I actually do think it had to do with weight loss. Like, you, instead of just saying that you wanted to lose weight or drink more water,
Oh,
I do.
Yes,
you said about drinking.
You can't just say,
yeah,
right. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to this week, because I think we do need to set goals and, you know, think about how we want to improve our health. So maybe one week you're going to say, okay, this week I'm going to drink more water. Mm-hmm. Well, what really is more water? You really need to quantify that, you know. In our program, we encourage people to drink half of their body weight in ounces. Mm-hmm. And I know when I first heard that, I think I did laugh out loud, because I was way, way overweight, more than 100 pounds overweight. And I'm thinking, there is no way I can do that. But I did work myself up to that. But I had a goal and I was intentional about it. I had a cup that I knew how many ounces went in that, and I knew how many cups I had to drink. And I would mark it down. I was very intentional. So, yeah, I'd forgotten what I said.
That's all right. You had Cooper with you. Was it Cooper?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How fun. Yeah, it's all the difference. I know for me, too, the same thing. That whole water was a little bit daunting in the beginning. But, boy, now, if I don't get the water in, my body feels it big time. And
you,
so...
Yes, it's... how much you feel that.
Yeah, so I know, and water is one, you know, I really like this topic because it's given me an opportunity to think, too, of the things that I never was intentional with before, that now, oh my goodness, I plan my water. I make sure, I don't count on where I'm going to have the water for me. I usually will
right.
be packing my water with me to make sure that I don't go without it, because otherwise, boy, it can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes,
well,
we're
going to just cut to a quick break, and we'll be back after these messages. And Kim, we'll see you in just talk to you in just a moment. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much. Just before the break, I joined with Kim, and we are talking about setting intentions and how to be intentional in your own health and on your own health journey. And Kim, I wanted to talk a little bit too just about how I think that it comes along with getting clear and having to being able to start working on that healthy mind piece. Would you agree that our intentions can get clearer and stronger as we move forward in that area?
Oh, definitely. For one thing, I think the first thing that seems to happen when people decide to get healthier is that we start getting all of the junk that's in our food out of our system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the additives, the preservatives, the sugars, the excess salt. And I think physically our mind clears up.
Yeah,
I
that
know
brings
I,
a lot
I've
of clarity.
Had that happen. Yeah, I've had that happen, and I've had a lot of my clients say, you know, it's like I can think more clearly now. And that is something I did not expect. That was not that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And then it's just kind of cool to have that. It's almost like an awakening is how I felt. And very much just such relief about, I never really even realized what my mind was dwelling on before it got clear. But it was dwelling on a bunch of junk, really. But I really love
right.
the fact that it does give us the opportunity to have that clear mind so that then we reach that place where we get clearer. And I feel like when we get clearer and we start to gain momentum and we can start to go after those things and start to uncover those things that we really want. Because I know that when I got started, that what I wanted is so different than what I want now. How about you?
Yes, I would agree with that. I think one of the issues that I got clarity on was just the importance of food in my life. I placed it way up on a pedestal. If somebody would invite me to a party, I would want to know what we're going to have to eat, you know, if we're going over for dinner. And now I see food as a way to fuel my body. It's not nearly as important, or maybe I should say it's not the focus
mm-hmm.
of, you know, getting together with friends or family now. And I'm more focused on my relationships with them. So I really intentionally think about that now. And I think of food more as a fuel for my body. And I want to fuel my body in a good way. So, yeah, that has been the mind shift that I think for me so far has been the most important. And I do agree with you about goals and what you're contending for, because at first it was more focused on my body and how I felt, and now there's other things that I look at too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you were saying before, it brought to mind a line I've heard since I've been in this healthy community, but when we go to those things, when you get called to that party, it is about remembering that it is not a social event. How does it go? It is not a social event. Wait, gosh. It is not a people event. Well, I'm totally blowing it. It is not a food event with people. It is not a social event with food. It is a... Good gravy. Well, I'll have to get it and write it down. Yeah, because
it's a really great one.
It is not a social event with food. Well, anyway.
Was it with people, maybe?
Yeah. It's not, yeah. Good gravy. Maybe I need to get a little more clear on my program and be intentional about writing those things down. But it's so true how that's very true. Very good about that. So what other kinds of things have shifted for you?
Well, I think just the importance of getting more movement in my life. And I will just say that the first 75 pounds that I lost, I really didn't move that much. I mean, mm-hmm. not intentionally and on a regular basis. But since about that point in my journey, I really have tried to do more things and get out and move. And it just feels so good. And I feel like, because I know that's not going to be the real catalyst for weight loss, but it can help us to maintain that. It helps our body to function better, and for me, it's such a mood lifter, a stress reliever, probably. So I've really, this past year, I've been much more intentional about adding movement, adding exercise to my life. So that has been a good thing for me, too.
Is there anything particular that you're doing that you're really enjoying as far as your activity?
Well, a couple things, yeah. Although I will say right now I've got this physical thing going on in my neck, and my doctor has kind of cautioned me about some of it. But there for a while, and I fully intend to go back to this, I was doing what's called a couch to 5K.
Oh, nice.
I've walked a few 5Ks, but I really would I'd like to run one. I don't know if I would run more than one, but, you know, I was working on that. So it's been a couple weeks since I've done that, but that's been fun. There's a local gym that has a track, so even if the weather's not good, I can go down there and, you know, still be consistent, be intentional with my that physical part. And the other thing is when I was young, I loved to ride a bicycle. And so my husband and I just purchased bicycles. So I'm excited, and I asked my doctor yesterday if that was something I could do, and he said yes. So I haven't had a chance yet, but I thought either tonight or tomorrow I'm going to get out on my bicycle.
Ah, that's going to be great. And the weather's getting perfect for that.
Exactly. We're having a great day here in Indiana, so it's nice weather for that.
Oh, good. You know, I have a bike, and it's hanging in the garage, and I think I need to be intentional as well and bring it down. Bring it down. So yeah. I got it. I got that saying. It took me 20 minutes, but I got it. So it's not a food event with people. It's a social event with food. That's what I was trying to spit out earlier. But yeah, it is not a food event with people. It's a social event with food. So, but I like you, my focus did used to be like, I wonder what they're having.
Exactly. Yes, that was me too. And I think in life we're intentional about a lot of things, like our marriage, our family, how we raise our kids, at work, the projects we do. We wouldn't think of being haphazard about that. But we're just not intentional about our health. We don't think about what we're going to have for lunch, so it's very convenient to just run through the drive-through. Mm-hmm. And I think if we get more intentional about our health, even in just making small changes, you'll start to see really great results.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things we've been doing here, Kim, that's been really fun is we've taken our dining out guide, and we've just been picking, basically sticking to almost some of the fast food choices in it and going and trying out the lean and greens. And I got to say, I've been pleasantly surprised. We've been just doing a little lean and green supper club and hitting some of the local places. And so a couple weeks ago, we ended up going to Panda Express, and it was great. I was really surprised. And I think next up, someone chose, we're probably going to hit Captain D's, which I've not ever gone there.
That's a cool idea.
I know. It's been really fun. And it's been really an awakening for me because, I mean, my big suggestion when it comes to fast food for people, if that's where they are and that's what they're doing, is my suggestion is to just park the car and walk in, because that just changes the dynamic of it. You're going to have to physically get up and walk in. But to now know that I can go in and get a lean and green at several of the places I've been.
Is awesome.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. I have to say, I've been surprised. So I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And I love watching you. I love just seeing your progress. You're part of my healthy community, and I am really excited to see you in July.
Yes. Well, who knew that riding in the back seat of the van to the hotel would start something like this? I really appreciate you in my life, too, and I will see you in July. And then next May, we can talk again, right?
Absolutely. Yes, if not before. Actually, listen, we'll have to have you back on because I'd love to hear, especially after your doctor releases you, I'd love to hear your progress on the Couch to 5K. So.
All right. Yeah. There I have some accountability.
There you go. Yes. Well, awesome. Great. Thank you, Kim, so much. And, and we'll talk soon. All right, everyone.
All righty.
That's our show for tonight. Thanks to Kim for her inspiration. Always just a great lady. And if you're local and you're looking for some help, or even if you're just tuning in from across the country, you can reach out to us at pathchangers@outlook.com. And just send us a note if you have a question, you have a concern, anything like that, and we're here to answer it. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to share health and hope, and I hope you guys choose health, be intentional, and have a great week. Thanks so much. Bye. Mm-hmm.